Doing something. Yes, there you go. Hi, I'm David, and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer. I just got the project announcement about what the project is about. Designing a remote control, that's about it. Didn't get anything else. Did you get the same thing? Cool. It's too much gear. Draw. Yeah. Well, I don't know, it's just the first animal I can think off the top of my head. Yes, big reason is because I'm allergic to most animals. Allergic to animal fur, so fish was a natural choice. Yeah, and I kind of like whales. They come in and go, eat everything in sight. They're quite harmless and mild and interesting. tail's a bit bigger, I think. After dinner dog then. It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Or just like basic product, but it position 25 euro remote control, what do you think you get in like
Yeah.
So do you think that should be like a main design aim of remote control, that you know, your satellite and your regular telly and your VCR and everything?
Well, like maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're going from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, telephones, everything, agenda. So like I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control market, such as lighting in your house, or
even like, you know, notes about what you want to watch, like you might put in there, oh, I want to watch such and such, and look at that. That's a good idea. So extra functionality.
Yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player, so they all work, actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them. So it's sort of ironic that in their sound, it's just one system, but each one's got its own.
I'm gonna have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if anything else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
Finding them is a major pain, you know. I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, right, slip behind the couch, or it's kicked under the table.
Yeah.
You get these ones where you can, if you like, whistle or make a really high-pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
There. I mean, is that something you'd want to include, do you think?
Sure. I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable. Actually, the cable between the TV and big like buttons that sort of like on a blender or something.
My goodness.
And you know, when I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, a massive junky thing on the table.
Still
maybe we could think about how it could be more
I think one factor would be production cost, because there's a cap there, so depends on how much you can cram into that price. I think, you know, that's the main factor. Cool.
Fry the bulb.
Try pushing the function and F8 again.
Oh,
yeah, it's just toggling the screen.